Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. People are looking at similarities and differences in the case of President Donald Trump and the case of President Joe Biden. Each of them now has his own special counsel assigned to probe the details of their handling and mishandling of classified documents. So one of the key differences that I do think it's important that we explore is the administration that's in control at the time that this information becomes known. In other words, once upon a time, the handling of the Hillary Clinton classified documents issue, that was under the Obama administration, the same administration as the alleged perpetrator. With President Biden, it's during the period of Democratic rule where the same administration, the same party is running the White House and the Justice Department as the president who stands accused. It is only with President Trump, where the entire confrontation occurred, that the administration is of the opposite party. In other words, you have Joe Biden in the White House, you have Merrick Garland as Attorney General. So are they treating this situation with President Trump so far differently from the way that Hillary Clinton was treated and the way that Joe Biden is being treated? That's one of the many, many issues that I'm very eager to explore with John Yoo, who is one of our most popular and respected guests on this show. He is a former United States Assistant Attorney General. He is a professor of law at the University of California, Berkeley. He is a fellow of the Hoover Institution and the American Enterprise Institute. John, always a great pleasure to speak to you. Is the partisan nature of the response by Merrick Garland? He's appointed someone who apparently has a Republican background. Robert K. Hoor is going to be the special counsel looking at Joe Biden. Do you think this is an effective move?
It's not going to get Attorney General Garland or President Biden out of the very dilemma that you just raised, Michael. That's great to be with you again, by the way. But the major problem is, will a prosecution of President Trump and a declination, a decision not to prosecute Joe Biden, going to look partisan? Is it going to look like one was prosecuted because they were Republican, one wasn't prosecuted because they were Democrat? If many Americans see it that way, that is going to undermine faith in the integrity of our justice system on the part of the American people, which I would argue would be a worse result than anything that happens out of these prosecutions, whether someone's actually convicted or not. And so trying to appoint a special counsel is only going to get you so far. It'll maybe increase our confidence in the investigation itself, the finding of the facts. Where did these documents come from? How did they get there? Did Joe Biden ever see them? Did anyone else have access to them? What would have been the harm to the country if they had ever been surreptitiously read and given to our enemies and our rivals? That's, you know, think about that. That's the facts. That's what Mr. Hur is going to do. That's what Mr. Smith is doing with Mar-a-Lago. But that's not the most important thing, I would say. I would say the more important thing is, once we know the facts, is this Justice Department that's run by Democrats going to say, we're not going to prosecute the Democratic president, who happens to be our boss, by the way, but we are going to prosecute the Republican former president, both of whom, by the way, are running for, going to run for the presidency in 2 years. Are we going to have a Justice Department that's going to right, make that kind of decision and still be able to go with a straight face to the American people and said politics had nothing to do with it. So appointing a special counsel is not going to help Garland or ultimately President Biden avoid the very dilemma you started this whole thing with, Michael.
Well, the deep dilemma right now is that it seems to me, and I said this at the very beginning of the show today, the big winner at the moment from these latest revelations about Biden and Biden documents and the next to his Corvette in the garage and at the Penn Biden Center office, that, by the way, didn't open until a year after Biden had left the vice presidency. Has anyone suggested that you know of what had happened to the classified documents in the year before that office was even opened?
Oh, I agree, Michael. There's a lot of facts that still need to be discovered here by Mr. Herr and his investigation, which is, how did the documents get from the secure facility in the White House, where they were held at one point, all the way to either this Penn Center in Washington, D.C., which, as you said, was only open for a year? Where were they the other 3 years?
It opened a year after Biden left. It opened in February of 2018.
Yeah, so where were they between then? And then who was in charge? Who touched them? Are we going to have them fingerprinted? Right? Are we going to have President Biden's fingerprints taken to see if he ever touched them? Oh. And then how? And the other one, what about the boxes? Oh, and the other thing is, who had access to this allegedly locked closet? Could the janitor go in there? If I were Russian or Chinese secret services, I'd sure as hell want to get somebody, pretend to be a custodian to be getting into that closet. And then but the same questions with the documents in President Biden's garage next to the Corvette. How did they get there?
And basically the whole argument, I'm going to treat classified documents from my service as vice president just as seriously as I treat my Corvette. And it's probably not the case the president wants to make. You've been in government. You served in the Justice Department with great distinction. Do you know of any other case where very high officials, the president and the vice president of the United States, were involved in mishandling documents? I know about the Sandy Berger thing under Clinton, and where he actually was punished for what he took things out of the library, right? I mean, or took, and took them home, which he wasn't supposed to do. And he became notorious for it. People said he was not Sandy Berger, he was National Security Advisor, he was Sandy Burglar. I remember that. Any other cases that you know of with accusations against prior presidents or vice presidents?
No. Actually, the only case where there was major discussion of this was with President Nixon before we had any rules. And President Nixon fought with the government about who got to keep his papers, and from that we've gotten the laws that we now have. But actually the case, I hate to say it, but the case that's most parallel to this one, to me, is Hillary Clinton's private server. Because you remember, Hillary Clinton, while she was Secretary of State, has access to most of our most highly classified documents and secrets. And remember, she set up a private computer server that was not secured and was running her email traffic through it. And I think we believe now that there might have been hacking efforts on that server. It was not secured. And so any foreign intelligence service that could have gone into that server could have had access to all of that information. And if you remember, there was an investigation of her, as you pointed out, by the same administration in which she had served. You remember FBI Director Jim Comey, and he had to make statements about the investigation leading up into the election, and there are people who think that had an effect on the election. That's actually the closest parallel that I can think of to what's going on now.
Well, maybe she needs her own special counsel as well. We're speaking with John Yoo, former United States Assistant Attorney General, professor of law at the University of California at Berkeley. What happens next? What's the impact on our law, on our politics, on our national honor? We'll be right back with John Yoo.
Michael Medved.
Keep going. Don't ever stop.
The Michael Medved Show. 1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show.
Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. MyPillow is now offering a BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, and roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and yes, so much more. Just go to the Radio Listeners Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code MEDVED. That's MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED, or call 1-800-320-6280. That's 800-320-6280. Don't miss this incredible BOGO extravaganza at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one free on select products. Remember, that's promo code MEDVED or 1-800-320-6280.
We've all heard the saying, safety in numbers. Well, think again. The IRS, the country's powerful tax collection agency, is on a hiring spree. They're bringing in 87,000 new agents. Now, no taxpayer at any income level is entirely safe from IRS scrutiny or, worse, a dreaded IRS audit. This is Michael Medved for AmFed Coin and Bullion. How safe are your accumulated savings and wealth from government examination and reach? Owning gold and silver is one of the best ways to keep your wealth in your own hands. Precious metals provide a layer of privacy that's not available through a bank account. When you own precious metals, only you and your dealer have knowledge of your purchase. Now, I buy all of my precious metals from my friend Nick Rovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. Nick's been in this industry for 41 years, and he has established a reputation built on trust, transparency, integrity, and fair pricing. Call Nick and his team, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Michael Medved Show, I think John Yoo is echoing something that Andrew McCarthy wrote about at the National Review, which is that the most egregious example of flouting the rules and of irresponsible behavior involving classified material wasn't Biden, wasn't Trump, it was Hillary Clinton. Hillary Clinton got damaged by that in her campaign, especially when it turned out that some of the information had made its way to Weiner's, Anthony Weiner's computer, which is his laptop. And just saying Anthony Weiner's laptop doesn't sound wholesome at all. What do you believe, Professor Yu, is the likely outcome of all of this? Because I think that the Biden administration must be very sensitive to what you're saying, that it's just not going to work if they have a quick examination and an exoneration of Joe Biden, and they go full bore toward Donald Trump, including indictments. What's the most likely resolution?
I think the remarkable thing in all of this is that the greatest beneficiary, I think, is going to be Donald Trump. Who would have thought that Joe Biden, through sloppiness, incompetence, or whatever explanation there will end up being for these documents, it's going to make it all that much harder for the Justice Department to go after Trump because of this problem that the Justice Department has to treat same cases in the same way. You know, in the law we say like cases have to be treated alike if you're going to have the rule of law. So I expect what's going to happen is that the Justice Department will conduct the investigation. They're not going to charge a sitting president with mishandling classified information while he's president. And look, President Biden actually is, under the Constitution, in charge of making, finally, all prosecutorial decisions, and he's going to say, I had nothing to do with it. But the Attorney General is appointed by President Biden. He works directly for President Biden, as do the people elsewhere, lower down in the Justice Department. So I can't believe that this Justice Department is going to indict a sitting president for something like this. If that's the case, then I think it's even harder now than it was a few weeks ago for the Justice Department, for the special counsel, Mr. Smith, to actually go after President Trump. And I would say this, finally, the most important thing is to make sure there was no harm to the United States, to make sure none of this classified information got out, was acquired by our enemies, and was used to harm Americans and our interests. I'm sure Biden's going to say that didn't happen in his case. I haven't seen any evidence that that happened with Trump either. And if neither of these cases harmed our national security in the end, then I think it's very hard to bring any prosecutions.
Well, sure. Then let us hope that that is the case. But what about the other part of the mandate, as I understand it, for Jack Smith, the special counsel regarding President Trump? Doesn't that mandate also include a full investigation and potential prosecution regarding some of the malfeasance concerning January 6th? Isn't that part of his mission as well?
Yes, I think that's, you're right to put your finger on that, Michael, because that's the more important thing. If we are going to take, I think, this, you know, cross this Rubicon, indict a president, a former president, for violating the criminal law for the very first time in our history, I think it should be for something important. It shouldn't be for mishandling classified information at your office or even fighting with the Justice Department about who owns which documents. It should be for something significant and important. And if the facts bear out that President Trump and his advisors were, you know, conspiring, involved with those people who carried out the January 6th attacks, that's another matter. Then I think the Justice Department should seriously consider prosecution. But I think this classified information thing we saw at Mar-a-Lago and now with President Biden, I think that should disappear, and we should focus really on what's important, which is January 6th.
The other thing that I wondered about, do you think there's any chance that right now I would suppose that there are literally hundreds of reporters who are trying to dig to see if there is something like this on President Obama or on President Bush, for that matter, who you served. Any possibility? They would love to get Vice President Cheney, right?
If,
Vice President Cheney mishandled documents. Probably given his background as defense secretary, that's unlikely. But don't you suspect that people in the media are looking for other miscreants?
Oh, and I'll tell you another thing. I'm sure all those former presidents and vice presidents have sent their dispatched their lawyers, right, to go through their papers and their offices and make sure they don't have any classified information. But I think what – I hate to say it, but I think what's shown in the Biden and the Trump cases is this kind of sort of maybe cavalier attitude towards documents to classified information. There is a system. And as you said, I did work in the Bush administration. I have studied the presidency. There is a system for presidents, even after they left office, to continue to access this kind of information when they want to write memoirs or if they want to give advice to their successors, where you go and work with the archives about how to get access to this kind of information. Maybe you're not going to see anything because these past presidents worked within the established rules, unlike it appears Biden and Trump, who had a more cavalier attitude towards things. But I agree with you, Michael. There's going to be days and days, if not weeks, of reporters digging through the archives, looking at presidential libraries, and trying to, get leaks out of the Justice Department, unfortunately, about the progress of this investigation.
Do you think it's a likelihood, as I do, that with the special counsels digging on both former presidents, both the current president and former President Trump, that they might well both not end up as the nominee of their parties? That we might actually have a fresh slate to choose from?
I mean, I hate to say it, but I would have thought it was already in the best interest of the country to have fresh blood on both sides, both parties anyway. And, these cases might just underscore the reasons why we don't need to keep having the same candidates running for a president into their old age. And maybe we need people who haven't been in the Senate for 40 years or who haven't been Secretary of State run for office, someone fresh, a governor perhaps.
Right, what a thought. And that this is no specific endorsement from John Yoo, but that endorsement would be very much worth having. He is the Emanuel S. Heller Professor of Law at the University of California, Berkeley, a former United States Assistant Attorney General, and one of the most astute legal commentators out there. So what about legally banning words at University of Southern California? We will get to that issue and more on the MedVed Show.
It is outrageous what you are saying.
Michael MedVed.
This is outrageous.
1-800-955-1776. The Michael MedVed Show.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. The White House is confident the probe into President Biden's handling of classified material following his tenure as vice president will show the documents were accidentally misplaced.
We have cooperated closely with the Justice Department.
White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre emphasized the president and his lawyers acted promptly upon discovery of the files. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy disagrees.
And we're finding out now, after being sworn in, that this was discovered before the election.
Lisa Marie Presley in the hospital after suffering cardiac arrest. TMZ reports paramedics performed CPR before rushing her to the hospital. There is significant damage following a tornado in Selma, Alabama. On Facebook, the city asks that everyone stay calm in addition to staying where they are as storms move through parts of the state. Dave Collins, USA News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Medved Show, a fairly exciting announcement. Our crowd has just expanded into something that they haven't done before. And this is a crowdsourced investment in the high-tech world. Our crowd is expanding into income products with a top-tier debt fund offering an exclusive, time-limited access to an oversubscribed 2.5 billion euros Arab Global Fund that was previously only available to institutional investors. But because of the crowdsourcing at Our Crowd, you can, even with a relatively modest investment, be part of this income-generated income-generating a debt fund with quarterly distributions following investment period. Previous investments in similar assets returned 18% average gross IRR over 10 years with loss ratio below 1.5%. In any event, all of this is available to you. You can get information for free just clicking on the banner for Our Crowd. It's invest alongside VCs, venture capitalists, join for free, no charge at all. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Our Crowd. Okay, woke leaders at University of Southern California, they have not banned the word Trojans because that is still the sacred symbol of USC. The woke leaders at USC have banned the word field because it is racist. They will use the term practicum when discussing their work. The university said the term may have combinations or connotations for descendants of slavery and immigrant workers. To say field, like we're in the field of gay studies. No, don't use the word field because it might have connotations of slavery and immigrant workers' exploitation. The move is meant to reflect anti-racist values, but it has come under fire. One person has even asked if it is just empty virtue signaling. Yeah, but it doesn't, not very persuasive a signal, I wouldn't think. And there is this. Reason Magazine is reporting that one of those deals that Kevin McCarthy made that finally secured him the votes necessary to become the next House Speaker involved the fair tax. And he had made concessions to dissenters within his party, and the members of the House Freedom Caucus demanded, among other things, to get a up and down vote in the Congress of the United States, in the House of Representatives, on the Fair Tax Act, which has been introduced in the current session. The Fair Tax Act, while likely doomed by a Democratic Senate and the White House, represents the first serious challenge to the American tax code in recent memory. And when you say serious challenge, this is not a tax reform, changing the rates and changing the rules. This is throwing the whole thing in the garbage and basically saying that instead of being taxed on income, which basically, if you want to tax something, you want to discourage it. Why do you discourage people from working harder and earning more income? Isn't it a good thing if they earn more, create more wealth? In any event, versions of the act have been proposed since at least 1999. While it has never been voted on in the House, it has been endorsed by multiple Republican presidential candidates like Mike Huckabee and Libertarian presidential candidate Gary Johnson. The whole idea of the fair tax is that basically the bill would overhaul the nation's entire tax code. It would scrap all federal taxes on income in favor of the fair tax, which is a 23% national retail sales tax. Proponents argue that the 23% number is comparable to a 15% income tax plus the 7.65% payroll tax rate that employers now pay. In return, taxpayers would keep every cent of their paychecks and only pay taxes on the money they spend. And, of course, the big objection to the fair tax, and you would hear that all the time with people who raise it, is that, well, this is unfair. What about people who are genuinely poor, who don't pay any income tax right now? But if you have a tax that is only an equivalent of a national sales tax, then those people with not enough money to live on even now would have to pay the fair tax, pay the sales tax. Well, the way that they arrange it is actually that people would get a refund if they earned below a certain level. In other words, but all you would have to send into the government is a certification that you did earn, and I think the figure that they usually use is below $30,000. And then the money that you would have paid on spending just that $30,000, that money would be the equivalent of the fair tax you would pay, would be refunded to you. So that people, everybody earns something and spends something. People who did that would actually gain very directly with money directly paid back through the tax system. So it would be, to some extent, progressive in that sense. But it would also go after people who are spending billions and billions and billions without their reliance on very slick and dubious accountants. Yes, this is you, Mr. Wesselberg, who is just going to be spending 5 years in prison because partially because of tax avoidance with the Trump company. the pot possession cases have plummeted in federal courts. But prior marijuana convictions still boost penalty. Federal sentences for simple marijuana possession dropped by 93% over 7 years. The number of federal sentences for simple marijuana possession has declined dramatically in recent years. From 2,172 in fiscal year 2014 to just 145. Going from 2,172 to 145. The 145 is in fiscal year 2021, according to a new report from the U.S. Sentencing Commission. But prior state convictions for simple possession are still boosting federal penalties by increasing the number of criminal history points considered under sentencing guidelines, which resulted in higher recommended ranges for 1,765 defendants in fiscal year 2021. The point about all of this is it's obvious that we are moving toward decriminalizing marijuana, so it's not surprising that when you look across the country and you look at federal sentences that there are fewer for simple marijuana possession. How is marijuana still involved? It's because at some point there are plea bargains that are made when people are trying to get a conviction, because marijuana trafficking, marijuana sales, that is still not legal across the country or anywhere close to the entire United States. We will be right back on The Medved Show. Coming right up, 1-800-955-1776.
Medved.
In my opinion, he's the most powerful man in the world.
This is The Michael Medved Show.
Okay, it's winter time, and that shouldn't stop you from going outdoors and enjoying yourself and getting some exercise. Relief Factor can help with that cause. Relief Factor is natural. It consists of fish oil and turmeric primarily, and other ingredients that have been tested and shown to be remarkably effective. A Relief Factor can make you feel better and give you an opportunity to enjoy all kinds of aspects of an active life that you may have been prevented from enjoying in the past. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner. There's a special price available for what is called a quick start with Relief Factor. You take these tablets, which are entirely natural, no chemicals, no preservatives of any kind. This is a wonderful product that we heartily endorse. Go to michaelmedved.com, look for the banner for Relief Factor. Some of America's most important principles, like freedom of conscience, speech, rule of law, sanctity and dignity of human life, the family, and economic freedom, are under contemporary assault. It's more important than ever to teach our nation's traditional values and timeless principles. Now, these sometimes forgotten values must be remembered and communicated, and the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College exists to accomplish just that. The Institute promotes these principles to the next generation of leaders on campus and across the country. Go to the website faithandfreedom.com and you'll find online courses on Ronald Reagan and James Madison, and above all, a vigorous defense of Western civilization and its highest values. Advocating for these timeless principles is why Grove City College continues to be a beacon in higher education. Go to faithandfreedom.com.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
What kind of help does the IRS have for identity theft victims?
If you suspect you're a victim of tax-related identity theft, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn how to prevent potential refund fraud and protect your tax account. At the IRS, combating tax-related identity theft is a top priority, and we are committed to prevention, detection, and assisting victims. And we're working with law enforcement to catch the criminals. For more info, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn what the IRS is doing to help protect you.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
On the Michael Medved Show, urging everybody to sign up for our absolutely free, no charge at all, newsletter, which comes from the Medved Show. We're going to be finally getting to not just our best of the year list and worst of the year list. We're going to be finally reviewing Avatar, The Way of Water, which is already one of the most successful films ever released. Does it deserve that success? We will be getting to that tomorrow. We will also be reviewing a brand new film with Nicolas Cage. His last film about the burden of great talent was one of my best films of 2022. How about his new film, The Old Way? We will tell you all about it tomorrow and much more. But join us. Sign up for the newsletter. Go to michaelmedved.com. It comes out to you. You'll also have a chance to read a powerful article about our current political dilemma by Jeremy Steiner, Pride of Hillsdale College, which will be featured in our free weekly newsletter. Sign up at michaelmedved.com. There's this... concerning the issue of abortion. And it's one of those things where you would think that given the results of the election in 2022, that Republicans wouldn't rush as one of their first priorities in the House to two abortion bills. But then you have to look at what the bills are. One of them basically would make it a crime to attack an anti-abortion facility like a crisis pregnancy center, the kind of place that women can go as alternatives to abortion. Why shouldn't that be a crime? Why shouldn't they be protected nationally and federally against vicious violence against crisis pregnancy centers? Of course they should. But the Republicans were able to enact a bill like that on a party line vote, and instinctively, the Democrats really want to say we don't believe that crisis pregnancy centers should be protected, that they should be open season on them. Here was Jim Jordan speaking about that bill and the other bill about protecting human life, protecting children, babies who were slated for abortion, but the abortion didn't work and the baby lived. Should that life be protected? Jim Jordan on the House floor, clip 11.
Life is sacred. All life, and we think, including unborn children,
But that's not what this legislation about is about. This legislation is about those kids who were born alive, making sure they get protected. For over 40 years, the decision in Roe v. Wade, as Justice Alito has stated, inflamed debate and deepened division over the issue of abortion in this country. We've seen that play out over the last year. But what should be undisputed is the care of a child who is born alive after an attempted abortion. Unfortunately, as evidenced by comments from prominent Democrats, not everyone believes that a child born alive should be protected.
Okay, again, and this is called extremism. There is some extremism on many, many issues by Republicans, by Democrats, but on this issue, Hakeem Jeffries, the Democratic leader in the House, called Republican extremists on this issue. This is clip 12.
That's what this bill is about today, a march toward criminalizing abortion care, a nationwide ban, government-mandated pregnancies, part of an extreme MAGA Republican agenda.
Okay, probably effective political rhetoric, but it's unfair in this case. Because basically, most Americans, it would seem to me, if they were asked about, do you believe that a doctor should have the obligation to protect a baby who is born, who is alive, who has a chance to live? And I think the overwhelming majority of Americans would say that's not an unreasonable piece of legislation. By the way, it'll never be passed by the Senate. It is basically gestural. The reason I'm not sure that this is a good idea is that, and Nancy Mace brings this up, is that basically to win support from pro-lifers, Republicans are already there. You don't need to do this right now at a time when it gives the Democrats better opportunity to go after you. And that's illustrated by Ali Vitali's attack on NBC about the Republican Born Alive bill. Listen, this is clip 7.
Focusing on late-term abortions, they're calling this a Born Alive bill, but really what they're talking about is fetuses who are viable after a period of gestation, so really 21 to 24 weeks and after that. And at the center of this conversation is the fact that that's around 1% of abortions in this country, and really abortions that happen at that point are because there are fetal abnormalities or the life of the mother is in danger. And so by starting here in this place, it's really looking for, in many ways, almost a way of talking to a problem that exists in such a small and rare way in this country. But again, this is where Republicans are, and it makes sense why people like Nancy Mace are saying they're out of step, because the rest of the country, the majority, says that they support abortion in all or most cases.
Okay, they don't say in all or most cases. They say in most cases, because when you ask people separately, and it's very important that people get this polling right, and it's very consistent, people overwhelmingly in the United States are opposed to abortion in the last trimester, except when the life of the mother or the health of the mother is at stake. But the idea that people are in support of abortions in all or most cases, well, that's true, but the most is still covers that last trimester, and there's a majority of people, it's not a big overwhelming majority, but it's over 60%, who say that they oppose abortion in the second trimester. And Americans are not as radical on this issue, on one side or another, as advocates on either side would have. Do I think it was a great strategy to lead off one of their first acts to go after the IRS and the new IRS agents? That's fine. That also won't be passed by the Senate, but it should be popular. But to bring up the abortion, the Born Alive bill, and the protection of the crisis pregnancy centers, it doesn't, it seems to me, accomplish anything positive for the conservative side. What about anything positive in Tom Hanks' latest movie? It's playing in theaters all across the country right now. Listen.
Now it's time for MedVed's Entertainment Minute.
Tom Hanks plays an angry, suicidal widower whose crusty exterior begins to melt through encounters with a struggling family that becomes his new neighbors. In A Man Called Otto, now opening in select theaters.
What's your name?
Otto.
Otto?
O-T-T-O.
Are you always this unfriendly?
I am not unfriendly.
Okay, you're not. Every word you say is like a warm cuddle.
But this film is too dark with too many tragic elements to deliver the warm, cuddly feeling that fans usually expect from a Tom Hanks project. The structure of the film features many flashbacks that only slowly reveal the real wellsprings of the main character's bitterness and rage. The acting is solid, but the overall impact is more predictable than profound. Rated PG-13, despite some intense scenes of intended self-harm. 2.5 stars for A Man Called Otto. And on the Michael Medved show, right now, President Biden has a real problem. And he has his very own special counsel going after his handling of classified documents. How should Biden handle this document scandal? How should Trump handle his document scandal? We'll talk to Lanny Davis, who had some experience working for Bill Clinton, helping him handle his various challenges, which were profound, including an impeachment. We'll also speak to the author of a new book. It's called The Contagion of Liberty, The Politics of Smallpox in the American Revolution. And Benjamin Franklin and George Washington and other leaders of the Patriot cause were big advocates in how to handle smallpox. We will get to that. We'll also talk to Hillary DeVries, who wrote this moving column about her sister, who is both homeless and mentally ill, and her difficulty in trying to handle the situation at all. We'll handle it and get to it, and new movies as well. That and more next time in This Greatest Nation on God's Green Earth.
Hi, Fred Dwyer here. If you suffer from a serious chronic illness, heartburn, poor sleep, fatigue, brain fog, you need Balance 7. Balance 7 water improves the acid-alkaline balance in the body. The right pH helps unlock the immune system. It also allows for better hydration and nourishment during times of medication and stress. Balance 7 works. I know. I use it every day. Now you can try it free. Balance 7 is offering chronic illness sufferers a free gallon of Balance 7 water for the first 100 callers. That's an $87 value free. So call 800-793-9039 and mention my name, Fred. The first 100 callers suffering with a chronic illness get a free gallon of Balance 7 water. So call 800-793-9039, code word Fred, or visit balance7.com. That's balance, the number 7.com. 800-793-9039, code word Fred.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.